It's Gina J. So Cirque du Soleil Lusia is in town in Hartford. And I have one of the performers from Cirque du Soleil on the phone. His name is Nelson Smiles. He does the hoop diving and is one of the backup clowns. So Nelson, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love the accent. I'm sure all the girls say that too, though.
It is a nice thing to hear. I won't lie.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. Now, you guys from Cirque du Soleil, Lusia, is in town. I have gone twice already to see you guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's an amazing show.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you're in town in Hartford, and I love the tent. The tent ones are always my favorite. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's smaller. It's more intimate.
Yeah, much more intimate in the tent.
Yeah, so we can see, everything you guys do.
Mm.
And now, Nelson, you're actually one of the hoop divers. Is that the ones right in the beginning of the show?
Yeah, the very start of the show. So we're dressed as eight of us, and we're all dressed as hummingbirds.
Okay. Wait, the hummingbirds, some of them have the beaks on them, no?
Yeah, we all had beaks. Beaks and big wings.
When you were jumping through the hoops?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just paying attention to you guys jumping through the hoops. Because you're on that little, treadmill kind of thing, too, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Now, this is kind of like is this your first show, really, that you've been, the first time after you did what you needed to do to get here?
Yeah, so the school in Australia is called NICA, the National Agency for Circus Arts. It's 3 years long, and 2 days after I graduated from that school, I flew over to Montreal to be integrated to this show. So this is my first job, really.
Wow, and how amazing is that to know that,
it's incredible.
I can't even imagine. You're like, okay, what am I going to get? And then you leave this.
It's very unbelievable.
Were some of your friends jealous? They were like, oh, man, how did you get that?
In the first, 2 months, it was no one believed me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I got the job with Cirque du Soleil. And they're like, yeah, sure you did.
Now, how much training goes into this? Because when you guys are jumping through those hoops, we're watching you run. Kind of like, for people that haven't seen it, you have to see it. It's like right at the beginning. You're kind of like on a treadmill, and you're jumping through these hoops. And it's just, I would trip completely on my face.
So the integration for me took about 3 weeks of training on the treadmills every day.
Okay.
But now that we're used to how the treadmills move and how the act goes, we have 2 training sessions a week, which are an hour long, with the treadmills on stage. And most of us will train backstage as well, just with the hoops, training new tricks and stuff, so that we can put those tricks into the show.
Wow. I mean, it's so amazing to see the things that you guys do. I'm like, I sit there and think, what could I do? I could be the cactus. That's about it.
My favorite character.
I mean, what is your favorite part? Besides your part, what's your favorite part of Cirque du Soleil Lusia?
Because I'm also the backup for the clown. And doing that role is one of my favorite things about working with this company.
Yeah.
Super, super special. Just to be able to play the games with the audience, connect with them a bit more than we do as the hoop divers and the ensemble. It's really special.
Now, you actually look like the guy that was the first part, like the one the one that comes down from the sky.
It depends what show you came and saw. If it was Sunday last week, then that was me.
Was that you? Okay. That's what I thought, because I'm like, I go, this photo looks like the guy that did that part, because the first one I saw was the bald guy, the tall bald guy.
He's the original.
Okay, and then it was you, so that was you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. That's so interesting to see. But is that considered the clown part?
Yeah, he's the clown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because when you said that you were a clown, I'm like, I don't really remember seeing a clown. Because when I think of clown, you think of the big red nose.
Yeah, and the big white face. And he's much more
modern,
organic, I guess. Yeah, modern. Modern's a better word than organic.
All right, that's good. You did a great job. I think you guys do an amazing job.
Thank you so much.
There's actually one other part I could do, which I kept watching, which I don't know why, it just intrigued me, was the part, there's a bunch of musicians in the back.
Yeah.
And someone holds the tuba, and the guy blows into the tuba. I could do that.
Of course. That would be perfect.
I love that part.
The mariachi mask and everything.
Yeah. Do you know what sound I'm trying? It goes, and I'm like, I love that. It's one of my favorite parts. Now, do you guys, are there shows every single day or no?
So we run Tuesday to Sunday.
Tuesday to Sunday.
Won't be on Thursday this week for 4th of July.
Correct. Okay.
But, it's Tuesday to Sunday.
And is it just one showing a day?
So Saturday, Sunday are double shows, occasionally Friday. Not Friday this week, but I think next week. Double shows, we don't know yet.
And you're here till July 21st in Hartford.
That's right.
All right. So
the final stop in the U.S. tour for Lusia.
Oh, really? And then you guys go somewhere else, overseas?
Yeah, we go to Canada after this.
Oh, nice. Okay. And what would you say, like, I'm just curious to know, like, what you guys do on the off time?
Well, I've visited a lot of national parks while I've been here on the Mondays, which has been super nice. Harper's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on who you are, most people usually take the day off to, like, really relax.
Oh, I can imagine. Your body's must be so tired.
Yeah.
Do you must hurt yourself sometimes, I would assume, doing these tricks.
I mean, occasionally there's the odd injury, but there's so much training going into it that, like, it's super safe.
Okay. All right, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, these guys are not eating cheeseburgers and pizza, let me tell you.
Occasionally.
Occasionally? Not the contortionist guy, that guy, oh my God.
No, that's true, my goodness.
We sat there in awe just watching him, and I'm just like, but all you guys do such an amazing show. I've gone to so many different Cirque shows, but as I've said, I've always loved the ones in the tent, so everybody has to go out and see this. It's a great thing, and someone had asked me too, is it okay to take my kids? Yes, it's a great thing. Yes, because you guys
are so encouraged to bring kids to the circus.
They'll love it. They'll be so amazed by it.
Yes.
And then even adults are like kids. Like, I got cotton candy the first night. I was so excited.
Yeah, I see. Some popcorn.
Yes.
Easy peasy.
I had that too.
Yeah.
All right, Nelson. So once again, Luzia is in Hartford until July 21st. And people just get their tickets. How can they get their tickets?
You can book them online. You can book them at the box office at the tent.
Okay, perfect. And, like, there's no bad seat in the house because it's
not at all.
It's great. I can't even say enough about it because I love Cirque du Soleil. So I was so happy when you guys came back, and especially to see this. And all my friends are like, what is, one of them called it Lucia or like Lucy. And I'm like, it's Lucia. Because I even read, because Luz is Spanish for sun.
Luz is light. Or sun, yeah.
Yep, and then UBI is rain. Yes. Yeah. So I was like laughing at my friends though, because they were just like, "What?" And they're like, "They're talking Spanish." They're like, "What are they saying?" It's like, get some culture in your life, my friends. All right, thank you, Nelson. Amazing job you did on Sunday.
That's so good. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, and hope you guys come back again one day.
Yes, we'd love to.
All right, thanks so much, Nelson.
Okay, bye.